It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. One Book Bradford is a community reading event based out of the city of Bradford. Today's reviewer, Pat Donahue, is on the committee for the event. She suggested this year's book, Clara and Mr. Tiffany.
Susan Vreeland is a writer of historical fiction. I've read and admired her novels for some time now. After seeing her author visit Chautauqua, New York, I couldn't wait for her new novel, Clara and Mr. Tiffany, to hit bookstores. Before moving to Bradford, I grew up in Queens, New York. Nearby Corona, New York, had a Tiffany glass factory, so I was no stranger to one of the book's title characters, Lewis Comfort Tiffany. That's why I was thrilled Clara and Mr. Tiffany was this year's selection for One Book Bradford, a community reading event. I loved the book, and I'm thrilled our hardworking committee was able to schedule a visit to Bradford from Susan Vreeland as part of the event. I'm also excited that so many people in the community have told me how much they loved Clara and Mr. Tiffany. Vreeland's story isn't only a wonderful read, but an education, too. The main character, Clara, works amidst a hefty load of social change. The women's rights movement is just starting, unions are on the rise, and we even get a glimpse of the gay community at that time. Despite some progress, Clara can't take credit for the stained glass design she creates because she's a woman. She silently lets Mr. Tiffany take credit for her work. Not only that, but if Clara or any other woman in the company gets married, they're automatically fired. Vreeland showcases Mr. Tiffany's chauvinism, but she also portrays Tiffany's gentle, artistic side. When Clara's designing the butterfly lamp, Mr. Tiffany shows up to see her work. He compliments her butterflies and gives her feedback on her flowers. Even if Clara can't take credit for her work, she at least enjoys a good relationship with her boss. But Clara's relationship with the union isn't so good. Many battles take place between her and the men of the Lead Glaziers and Glass Cutters Union. They want to use an assembly line to make the famous Tiffany lamps more cheaply. They also want to save money by reducing lighting in the women's workplace. When Mr. Tiffany is present, he usually sides with Clara, but he isn't always around, and the unions are growing powerful. Eventually, Clara takes matters into her own hands. One final amazing thing about the book is that Clara's character is based on the life of a real woman, Clara Driscoll. The recent discovery of a collection of letters written by Driscoll inspired Vreeland to write this book. Filled with characters, both real and imagined, Clara and Mr. Tiffany is a must-read for anyone who enjoys historical fiction, Tiffany stained glass, or a good story of progress and change.
That book is Clara and Mr. Tiffany by Susan Vreeland, published by Random House. Our reviewer, Pat Donahue, is from Bradford. Susan Vreeland's visit as a part of One Book Bradford takes place on Tuesday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. on the Pitt Bradford campus. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.